From BBC Radio Nottingham, this is a Nottingham Christmas Carol. One story told over 4 days, in the morning at 8:55 and in the evening at 5:40.
Oi! Oi! Wake up, you lazy sausage. We got work to do. Look sharp, shallow pockets. There'll be no hanging about with me. That robin's far too soft for my liking. Now it's time for a real kick in the teeth. Come on. I've not come all the way down from the sky for nowt. Although, I'll tell you what, it's nice to see some grass again.
Who are you?
It's me, Brian Clough. I mean, the ghost of Christmas. Nah!
Nah? You mean now?
No, I mean nah, as in Geralt nah! Ah!
Where are we?
You tell me, you lavish prat. Take your hands out your pockets for crying out loud.
Looks like Barry's house. In fact, there's him, and his missus, and his kids. They don't half look skinny, do they?
Them kids need a good hot dinner down them. I bet your mum makes the bed without realising they're still in it.
Anna, Josh, Minnie Mike, gather round. Because it's Christmas, we've got a present for each of you. Now, you know we can't afford computer games or out like that, but remember, kids, it's better than nowt. Anna, here's a book by Charles Dickens we got from the charity shop. We hope you like it. Josh, for you, your dad's old Forest football.
Wow, I don't know what to say. Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Mum.
Sterling work there, Barry. Sterling work.
Shh, Brian.
Get out of it. They can't hear us. Surely you've worked that out by now, you blooming numbskull.
And finally, Minnie Mike. We know how hard it's been since you lost your legs. You never saw that car coming through St Anne's allotments, did you? My little soldier. For you, some new crutches, my lad. We've saved up all year for these.
Saved up? Can't Barry get them on the NHS?
He could have done if tight gits like you actually paid the taxes. There were that many funding cuts to our National Health Service, they had to flog it, Doug. There's no way they could keep treating people like me and Minnie Mike for free without people like you coughing up. What do you think about your offshore bank account now, eh? Eh?
I feel sick.
Good. Now, let's see what your nephew's up to.
Stinger's nephew and all his friends sang at the top of their lungs. They didn't have much money, but they were happy. Laughing, dancing, singing. Why didn't they need fur coats and big tellies like he did? He wanted to join them.
Ryan, do you reckon you could leave me here? Whack me into the real world. Think I could do with the knees up after all. Brian?
Stinge watched in horror as every sip of beer that touched Brian's lips gave him more wrinkles. His skin rapidly turned into a murky grey. Strands of hair fell to the floor and his eyes sunk into the back of his head. No words escaping his frozen mouth.
What's wrong with you? Brian?
That's the ghost of Christmas now to you. Get a haircut.
With that, the spirit disappeared into the frosty night.
But now what? Am I trapped here? In the spirit world?
A Nottingham Christmas Carol is produced by BBC Radio Nottingham. The cast is Andy Whittaker, David Jackson, Sarah Julian, Dean Jackson, Alan Clifford, David Sykes, Jenny Barsby, Mark Dennison, Colin Frey and Pip Watts. Sound effects by Hayley Compton. Your narrator is Verity Cowley. Production and editing by Becca Bryers, Hayley Compton and Philip Chapman. A Nottingham Christmas Carol was written by Bridie Squires. To get all four episodes at once, search Facebook for BBC Radio Nottingham.